Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2155, There Is No Box by Renata Leo of BuffaloSauceEverywhere.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday, happy Diwali if you're celebrating, and welcome back to Optimal Living Daily or OLD where I read blogs to you for free. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you. I got permission from a brand new author to share her work, Renata Leo. I'll tell you about her right after the reading, so for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. There Is No Box by Renata Leo of BuffaloSauceEverywhere.com. Learn how to think outside the box. This job requires someone who can think outside the box. Take this course on how to think outside the box. Everywhere, thinking outside the box is seen as a valuable skill. As a student, as an employee, and even just as a human, outside the box thinking is lauded. But here's the thing, we're surrounded by boxes. Friends, family members, society, everyone in and outside of our lives create them. We all have boxes that we live and work within. Stretching yourself to the point where you can see past it and start breaking the rules of the box makes you not only self-aware, but also gives you an edge. You're ahead of all of those other people inside. Psh, box dwellers. But I have a secret for you. There is no box. What? No box? But how can I think outside the box if there is no box? If you've been around for the past few months, you know that I've been desperately hurting for some human interaction. I even joined an axe throwing league so that I could get out of the house and see people. It does feel really good to do something that I know is helping me. And while I absolutely loved it, it's now over, leaving my nighttime schedule wide open to fall into the trap of just staying on my couch and not interacting with anyone. And if you suffer from depression like I do, you know that staying on the couch is a very comfortable choice, even if it's not great for mental health. As much as I want to believe that I will always have the energy and discipline to go do yoga or something a few times a week, I know that this isn't realistic. I need some accountability. But you know, gentle accountability. Let's not push it, okay? As per usual, when I'm looking for an answer, the universe provides it. After yoga one Saturday morning, I got coffee with the instructor and we talked about our lives from every angle. We hadn't seen each other in a while, so we caught up about careers, relationships, living situations, etc. So I told her about my new job and about how it was a huge step in branching out for me. I went from a corporate in-office job that was remote during COVID, of course, to a remote job with a startup, so it was a big transition. I told her all about how nervous I was for the change and how much the uncharted territory had thrown me. Before working in my new position, I always had healthcare through my parents or work. Switching to state health insurance scared the crap out of me when I switched. Now I'm thrilled with the freedom I have. She remarked on how different things are now than when our parents were just starting out their careers, how people used to choose one path and stick to it. The career world used to be far more cut and dry, but that's all blown out of the water now. And she's not wrong. With the internet and social media, many jobs can be done remotely, and even many more jobs were created. Blogging, social media management, online store management, all jobs that didn't even exist previously. Because of recent technological advances, we have more opportunities than ever before to create new companies. Entrepreneurial spirit isn't just a buzzword primarily used on job listings anymore. More and more entrepreneurs pop up every day. Budding startups, online boutiques, coaching businesses. You can be an entrepreneur and never even put on pants. I just think that's so beautiful. I already knew that my career trajectory wasn't going to be one solo track. Honestly, I get too antsy to do the same thing for too long. One reason why startups suit me well, there's always 300 very different things to do and each stage has new challenges and new tasks. But I also struggle to work for 8 hours a day, especially with the depression and lack of human interaction. I interviewed Katie Allen for my job a bit ago. She's an awesome coach who invited me to be on her podcast and be in her Body Peace Summit a while back. And after the interview was over, we got to talking about life. I told her about my predicament and she said something that completely blew my mind. Quote, "I'm probably more introverted than you are, but I hear you when it comes to human interaction. I started working at the marina down the street for 1 hour every morning cleaning bathrooms. It gets me up early, gets me out of the house, and I get to talk to the few other people who work there in the morning. Then I'm back by 7:45 and I can start my day," end quote. To me, this sounded like an absolute dream. As an extrovert who naturally wakes up at 6:30 and has been hating spending the hour and a half before work doom scrolling every morning, I couldn't think of a better way to start my day than to get up and out early. When I was in college, I worked several jobs just for fun and was honestly the time in my life when I felt most myself. I told Katie how amazing that sounded and I almost said that I should be thinking more outside the box to figure out how to solve my problems. But then I realized, there is no box, I yelled at her over Zoom. So many times, we get caught up in the boxes that society creates or that we create for ourselves. Wear a suit and tie, work 40 hours per week, only work in the field that you studied in college, don't be friends with your exes. So many preconceived boxes that we allow ourselves to be shoved into, but there's no reason that we can't let them go completely. The boxes don't exist. Find a job where you can wear sweatpants, work the hours you want to work, choose any career field you like, live with your ex and be best friends. It's your life. Create the life you want, even if it's not the traditional box life. Now that I've realized that I can create the life that I want, I've started to work with the assumption that there are no boxes. If I need to get out of the house and see people, I'll find the perfect way to do so, whether it's a group activity or a job. If I need something to do early morning and need accountability to get it done, I'll find someone to join on their morning activities. There's no one right answer for all of life's problems, but there are a plethora of great answers that we may never even consider. The next time you're trying to come up with a solution to a problem you're having, or you're struggling to do something you want because it disregards the box, just go with the solution that'll make you happiest and make the most sense for your life. There's no need to think outside the box if you remember that there is no box in the first place. You just listened to the post titled, "There Is No Box" by Renato Leo of BuffaloSauceEverywhere.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Renata. A little bit about her, she describes herself as an open-minded, overly sensitive, optimistically cynical millennial feminist and creator of pure human content with a passion in life for people and words. helping people feel less alone through words and with a chuckle along the way. So come by buffalosauceeverywhere.com for more. The Axe Throwing League sounds fascinating. I haven't done that before. The only thing I was in a league for ever was bowling, like 20 years ago, although I'm tempted to try again soon. As she mentioned, it's a great way to get out of the house and meet some new people. But back to the actual post, I totally agree. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you truly want to work in your pajamas, like I often do, you can. It's been easier than ever before, lately of course, but this really applies to so many different things in life where we think there are rules, but there really aren't. You don't always have to do things in the way in which your friends or family do things. Some people live nomadically now, traveling to a new place every few months, and not even deciding on that location themselves. They pull the audience. I'm talking about Colin Wright, the author who I read from regularly on this show. That's just one example. But there are many people who left their corporate careers to do something else. And with time and commitment, they made it happen. And again, it's true for many different aspects of our lives, not just career even. We just have to stop pretending we're all in boxes. So something to think about today. Thank you again to Renata Leo for the post, and thank you for being here and listening every day. I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.